This is 102.1 WMUK. Across the country, African Americans have protested with white allies over George Floyd's death in police custody in Minneapolis. In Kalamazoo, for instance, the vast majority of participants at the larger protest have been white. As people of color start to plan next steps, some wonder, will allies continue to work to end systemic racism? WMUK's Erlene McMichael reports.
I spoke to several African-American protesters. This week, we share some of their stories in their own words.
I'm Kim Guess, mother of an 8-year-old black boy, lifelong resident of Kalamazoo, Michigan. Grew up on the north side of Kalamazoo. It was unusual for me to actually participate in a protest. It was my first protest that I've ever been a part of. So I just felt like it was something that I had to do. Just currently with the Ahmaud Arbery, Breonna Taylor, and now George Floyd, I feel like this is a time not to be silent, and that if you are silent, no matter what your color is, that you're aiding in what is happening in the world right now.
At 40 years old, Kim Guest is raising a son by herself. She lost her husband to illness in November, so now she says she's beginning to feel the full weight of rearing a black boy in America. And with that weight has come tough conversations about race lately.
I didn't have the conversation with him until George Floyd. And I had to because it's on TV. And he's sitting here watching and he's asking me, Mom, who is this guy that I keep seeing on TV? And so I sat down and I told him, and I told him that he passed away and that he died. And he asked me how. And I told him the truth. And I said, this is how he died. He died at the hands of a police officer. And I said, he died at the hands of a white police officer. And I've had conversations with him about race, you know, just growing up, you know, here and there, you know. And then it sparks a conversation with him as far as questions of, are all white people bad? And I said, no, they're not. They are not all bad. And I said, there's some really good people. And he said, like Mr. Floyd. So Floyd is my next door neighbor. So his first name is Floyd. And he said, like Floyd. And I said, yeah, like Floyd. He treats you just like he treats his children, no matter what color you are. And I said, just like I treat his kids, if they come over here and play, they get treated just like you get treated, no matter what their color are. And I told him, but there's people in this world that don't act like that. They weren't raised that way. He asked why, and I said, I don't know. And I said, you know, there was a time where we were all separated, and it's hard for people to change. And I said, but, you know, thank God that there are people that are willing to change or willing to see or willing just to be better and treat people equally.
Kim Guest has a nickname for her son. She calls him LJ, short for Lavelle Javon. LJ has had a strong reaction to George Floyd's death. Now he no longer wants to be a police officer.
He's like, I don't know if I want to be a police officer anymore because I don't want to have to kill anybody. And I said, the sad reality is sometimes they are faced in situations that is life or death. Sometimes. And I said, but in this case, I said, he had already been in handcuffs. I said, everything was fine. The police officers were safe. And I just told him that there was no reason for him to die like that.
There were several George Floyd protests in downtown Kalamazoo on May 30th, 5 days after Floyd died. Kim Guest attended the second one that day.
I wanted to be a part of it, but I always have to think about the fact that I'm a mom and I'm not on my own. So I wanted to make sure that it was going to be something that was peaceful, something that I wouldn't get hurt going to. So I let the first one happen, kind of seeing how it went. And so after that one, I was like, okay, I have to go down here. I have to go down here and be a part of the second one. When I got down there, I couldn't believe that it was like 75% white. Like when I first arrived, it was 75% white and maybe 25%. Maybe 20% black and 5% of other.
After getting over her initial shock, Kim Guest said she very much appreciated having white allies there, but she couldn't shake the feeling of wanting to also share the moment with more people who looked like her. She recalls that the crowd grew to thousands within a half hour of her arrival.
I just was sad because I get that we as Black people need our white allies to help remove injustice. But in the same token, it's an issue that we face as Black people. So for me, being born and raised on the north side of Kalamazoo, I didn't see the faces that I felt I should have seen.
Now you can do whatever you want. If you want to run, you can run. If you want to jog, you can jog. If you want to walk, you can walk.
3 weeks prior to the downtown Kalamazoo protests, the nation's eyes were on a different case, that of Ahmaud Arbery, a Black jogger who was killed in Georgia while he was out on a run. Across the country, memorial walks and runs were held in Arbery's honor. Kim Guest put together one of her own in the Kalamazoo area, partnering with some other African Americans. The racial mix of the attendees at that local walk in honor of Arbery was starkly different than the recent George Floyd protests. She remembers most were African Americans, with some whites at the event. But it was that case of Ahmaud Arbery that compelled Kim Guest to start speaking out about violence against Black men and to let her little LJ see her speaking out.
I felt like he needed to go because he needs to know what to do if this happens when he gets to that age. You know, this is what you do. This is how you stand up for something that's not right.
Kim Guest wonders about the future in this fight against racism after she left the George Floyd protests in downtown. She recalls being reflective.
How do I move forward from here and still be present, still have my voice heard, where it just doesn't die down after the news or people are not talking about it anymore? It doesn't mean it's not happening still. Like, we can't wait for somebody else to die before we start protesting or demanding things. Like, this is the time where, you know, the floodgates have opened. We got to ride the wave until it's changed, basically. So there's a group right now that Elisa Parker is putting together, and she's spearheading all of that.
Alicia Parker is a local attorney, community leader, and entrepreneur.
We can't change the whole entire world. Like, I can't change the whole entire world, but I can help change the Kalamazoo community. So it will be interesting to see, out of this group that Ms. Parker is forming for reform and change and social injustice, I want to see how many white people or how many of those allies that were there at the march will be a part of this group. So not just a part of protesting, not just a part of making the Facebook post or the casual Instagram post, you know, saying that you stand with us or you stand against racism, but will you go to bat, meaning at the polls, meaning when it's time to vote, meaning that when we do go vote, we're treated fairly so that our vote counts. The things that matter, that really matter to change what's happening.
Lifelong Kalamazoo resident Kim Guest, an African-American mother of a young son, spoke with us about joining white allies in protesting police brutality. With WMUK News, I'm Earlene McMichael.
Tomorrow, a female community activist of two adult children is hopeful that youth can put a dent in racism. To hear more stories in our series, go to WMUK.org.